the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Large crowds have gathered in London to watch the procession for the Queen's funeral. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports from central London.
Thousands of people have gathered to see the funeral procession near Buckingham Palace to say their final goodbye to Queen Elizabeth II. I'm on the Mall, the road that leads directly to Buckingham Palace. The sea of mourners that stretch on either side of the avenue is about 10 people deep, making it very hard for people at the back to get a good view of the procession. As a helicopter hovers above us, many mourners are dressed in black out of respect, and others are carrying Union Jack flags. Just next door in Green Park, several trees are decorated with flowers brought by mourners for the late Queen. People have travelled from all corners of Britain and the world to pay their final respects to a monarch who has defined a generation. Karen Shamus, London.
Meanwhile, world leaders have been gathering at the United Nations this week under the shadow of Europe's first major conflict since World War II. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more details.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the fighting it produced has sparked a global food crisis and a division among major powers not seen since the Cold War at a time of increasing international turbulence. The many facets of the war in Ukraine are expected to dominate the annual General Assembly meeting. It's taking place as many countries across the globe are also confronting inequality, an escalating climate crisis, the threat of multiple famines, and increasing misinformation and hate speech. President Biden, who is attending the Queen's funeral, speaks Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
And again, world leaders are starting to gather at the United Nations, which will occur this week under the shadow of Europe's first major conflict since World War II. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say that a Russian missile strike hit just 300 meters from a nuclear power plant in the country's south. Ukraine's atomic energy operator Energoatom said that the attack just after midnight Monday struck an industrial complex in the southern city Mykolaiv, the region that includes a nuclear power plant. The impact caused an explosion that broke more than 100 windows on buildings in the complex and forced a nearby hydropower plant to shut down temporarily. The attack did not affect the reactors of the nuclear plant, according to the company, calling the strike an act of nuclear terrorism. Russia did not immediately acknowledge the strike on the industrial complex, which sits along the southern Bug River. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised his country Sunday that there would be no let-up after a series of Ukrainian victories taking cities and towns back from Russian troops. He said there would be no lull until all of Ukraine is freed. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine over the weekend. The British Defense Ministry warned that Russia is likely to increase attacks on civilian targets as it suffers battlefield defeats. A Vatican envoy distributing humanitarian aid was among those who came under fire. There were no injuries. And prosecutors in Kharkiv are accusing Russia of torturing civilians in one village that was recently freed. Hurricane Fiona pounded Puerto Rico, knocking out the power grid before bearing down on the Dominican Republic. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
City workers in Loíza drove through neighborhoods telling residents to evacuate.
Es momento de desalojar y moverse.
Hurricane Fiona unleashed floods and landslides in Puerto Rico, where the governor says the damage is catastrophic, and authorities say the storm is still expected to unleash torrential rains across Puerto Rico today, possibly dumping some 30 inches in the eastern and southern regions. The National Weather Service in San Juan says flooding has reached historic levels. I'm Donna Warder.
A senior Taliban detainee held at Guantanamo Bay says he was released and handed over to the Taliban in Kabul in exchange for an American prisoner held in Afghanistan. Bashir Nurzai, a notorious drug lord and member of the Taliban, told reporters in Kabul Monday that he spent 17 years and 6 months in the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay and that he was the last Taliban prisoner there. The Taliban-appointed Foreign Minister Amir Khan Mataki also spoke at the press conference and said they released American Mark Frericks, a Navy veteran and civilian contractor kidnapped in Afghanistan on January 31st of 2020. There was no independent confirmation or word from Washington on Frericks' release. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.